is in honor of the new Tetris being released today.
Yay!
And that is the Tetris concept, of course, I'm seriously obsessed, by Dr. P. Hi, Dr. P. I love it. Ah, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I tell you, the joys of doing a live podcast in the morning is my phone just rang, and I have a lovely old lady confirming a doctor's appointment for Kit Natrix, and I cannot get her to stop talking
long enough
to tell her, I gotta go, lady.
I gotta go. I'm sorry, lady. Thank you, but no, I gotta go.
I got a Tetris dubstep going on in my other ear. I'm gonna need you to get off my phone. Hot. Anyway, how you doing, sister?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am fantabulous, now that I can see. Yay!
I'm trying not to freeze my little my parts off today.
I have cojones. They're just inside. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, my parts are cojones, but yeah.
They're inside.
They're inside. I'm freezing.
Hopefully those don't freeze off since they're inside.
I know, right? And I've got a banana in one hand, so yeah.
The imagery.
Yeah.
The imagery is lovely. And boobs for Jay.
Boobs for Jay. Shake them at him.
You know, Jay, each week you're getting a little more. She's shaking them at you now. Before it was flashing them, now she's shaking them at you.
Hands above the desk.
What? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. A little too hyper for the nail. I haven't even had any caffeine. What is this?
You know, I had caffeine last night, and I have no idea where it went. Like, okay. I had a Diet Dr. Pepper, and it has completely disappeared.
You mean you bought it or you drank it?
I bought it.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you drank it, that's why it disappeared.
I didn't drink it. I know I didn't drink it. I don't know where it went. And I just realized that I lost it.
Oh. All right. I do love Dr. Pepper, so I would cop to taking it, but you're too far away from me to get there.
I wanted some caffeine. I bought me a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I had myself a lovely caramel macchiato from Starbucks, so... Thank you, nice guy, Starbucks. I said 4 brown sugars, not 5. There was granules at the bottom of my coffee. I was not happy.
Wow.
No, don't I sound like a bitch. Anyway, we got lots of news this morning. You all will not want for gaming news. Would you like me to go first?
Either way, I've got so much news.
Well, since I already let the cat out of the bag, those... Here come the tweets. Why is my email doing all kinds of crazy stuff? You can't view these images. They're not safe. They're from the EA in UK. It's safe. They like us. Anyway, since I let the cat out of the bag, the new Tetris is launching on the App Store today. And it's called...
Yay!
So EA Mobile, a division of EA and the world's leading mobile games publisher. No, you are not. Along with Tetris Company.
Did she just totally call y'all out? Oh, my God.
They today announced the launch of a reimagined version of the globally popular puzzle game on the App Store, Tetris. The new Tetris app is supposed to give fans access to new features that give them revolutionary ways to play on your iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. What about Droid? Why don't we get one?
I know. Come on.
Boo. That's right. The fan favorite marathon mode will be included. Also, a brand new level based on galaxy mode, where players can use their game changing power ups to dig down and shatter their scores. Innovative marathon one touch mode, a simple and easy to use control scheme for marathon mode that is specifically designed for touchscreen gameplay. Also, new gameplay challenges delivered via the never before seen Tetris log system. Tetris rank functionality that tracks your players. Tracks you along your lifetime, lines clear to assign an overall rank, and the ability to subscribe to the T-Club and the only Tetris fan club to give members exclusive access to new mobile challenges and content. The Tetris app for iPad, iPhone, and iPhone Touch was specifically designed to let you experience the reimagined Tetris universe, including the traditional Tetris gameplay that they know and love. That is from lovely Bernard Kim, Bernard, I think I know you, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for EA Interactive. He says the innovative new features are sure to bring hours of frenzied fun for both newcomers and seasoned Tetris fans. Already I can't speak. Anyway, Tetris, I'm going to cut this down. You can read the whole thing if you'd like at our website. It's up now. I believe, wait, is it up now?
Well, then
I'll be putting it up here in a second. I wasn't sure. I think I had a blank moment. I just put something else up. Of course, Tetris is now available for a special introductory rate, 99 cents, from the App Store on iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch. So go over and check it out if you were a Tetris fan. Should be some good fun. I can't pick that one up. That's one if I pick up 6 hours later, I'm still going, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yes, I know. A friend of mine turned me on to a game like that recently, and I was like, I hate you.
All games are like that for you, Ginger. You're just as bad as I am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At least I recognize.
No,
of course you're not. At least I know my weaknesses. I know that I have an addiction.
It was 3 a.m. in the morning. I was still killing stuff. I was like, I got to walk away from. Oh, and then I figured out I finally hit 20, and I can craft. So I was out gathering stuff.
You'll see.
It was horrible.
She was smiling the whole time. It was not horrible.
I was, too. I was totally smiling. People were dinging me on Skype. Where are you at? I'm in a different game.
I fell asleep with the controller in my hand. I'm not much better.
Very nice. Very nice.
And I
See, that is some dedicated game playing right there.
Look, no, what's really dedicated is I was on my PlayStation, which, as I tell y'all, is in my bedroom. And I have two lovely ottomans that kind of serve as a couch at the end of my bed. And my bed is one of those old hospital-type beds.
Mm-hmm.
Cheer from IKEA. So, of course, I fell back and boom, you know, hit the bed on the metal. That was fun.
Ouch.
Oh, it's time to go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. I may not wake up from this concussion, but hey.
Yeah, you're not supposed to sleep after banging your head.
Yeah, well, it was a good sleep.
All right, you EVE Online fans.
Woo-hoo!
Are you ready? Are you ready? EVE Online Crucible expansion released.
Today even.
All right, so CCP today launched its winter expansion, EVE Online Crucible. With the latest release, after expanding the EVE experience with in-station environments and ultra-realistic 3D player avatars, CCP is recommitting itself to the compelling spaceship gameplay that has engaged the EVE community for almost a decade and provided legendary and unique gaming stories since its inception.
Mm.
EVE Online Crucible contains over 50 new features and hundreds of enhancements aimed at improving the player experience. These features are and fixes were selected by scrutinizing community feedback and focusing on the changes that would make the most immediate impact on the game for the majority of EVE players. All right, so what do we got? EVE Online reignites the fires of war across New Eden with an array of powerful new ships and
We don't have to tell them about it all, Jen. We kind of did some of that yesterday. Don't
tell you. Oh, no. All right, so, yeah, we've got new ships. We got new modules, we got more salvage stuff, tweaked loot, PvE, and PvP. So I've got the whole thing. Yeah, and I was actually cutting out several paragraphs right there, too. Steven, people. All right, so, are you ready? I got a trailer up on GamingAtrix.com this morning to check out all the Crucible fun. So go over there and see it.
Ooh, the eyes are very, very, very big about the trailer. I like trailers.
Yes. Go ooh and ah and all that other fun stuff.
All right, I got some interesting news if I can find it. I love how I lose stuff. Don't you love when you lose?
Okay. I never find it. Or I do find it when I'm not looking for it.
Okay, I got it.
What do you got?
Okay. Are you guys ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, yeah. Y'all know what that music is, right? Yes.
I don't know. Are they coming out with the Jaws game?
Coming out. It's out, honey. Majesco Entertainment, who calls themselves an innovative provider of video games for the mass market, announced today that Jaws Ultimate Predator is now available for the portable Nintendo 3DS system and the Wii system. Based on the iconic movie franchise, Jaws Ultimate Predator lets players become the world's most famous and deadliest shark. This is a twist. Giving players a chance to wreak chaos and destruction as nature's deadliest predator. The games have been developed through a license agreement with Universal Partnerships and Licensing. Jaws returns swimmers who terrorize the ocean and its inhabitants in this reimagined underwater action-adventure game. Players take on the role of Jaws, hunting and killing prey, roaming the depths of the sea, and battling fearsome new bosses. Replete with hidden collectibles and upgradable special abilities, players can tear their opponents to pieces with intense power and speed.
Are we going to be able to tear apart people? That's what I want to know.
Yes, yes.
Ew.
Jaws Ultimate Predator is a visceral experience with a slew of satisfying combos, finishing moves, and deadly special attacks. The ocean is rife with deadly enemies, and as Jaws, it's your task to remain on top with skills like the Rage Meter that maxes out with each kill so you can perform brutal stealth attacks and sharp frenzies. Set to the original score by John Williams. Players will experience the real-life environments with lush underwater settings from Hawaii and Isla Guadalupe to the infamous locale where it all started, Amity Island. Yeah, up the Gulf Stream,
wow.
Baby. Both games are executive produced by MicroProse. They make good games. Oh, wow, they made Microids back in the day, or what was that game that we played when we first started? That was a very good game. It wasn't scary enough, but it was good. Developed by InSpace, Jaws Ultimate Predator on Nintendo 3DS is rated M for mature, and now available for the suggested retail price of only $29.99. Developed by Tectonic Studios, a subsidiary of Collision Studios, Jaws Ultimate Predator for Wii is rated T for teen, and is now available also for $29.99 for the Wii. And of course, they're saying if you want more information, you can go over to GameAndHX.com. I was going to tell you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? No.
That's what I was thinking.
We got what you need.
Mm-hmm. We do. We do. We do. Speaking of what we need, it's lunch and we all need food. All right,
I just had a bowl full of granola. I don't want anything else.
That's awesome. Gamer Food teams up with gaming industry icons. High Energy Snack Food Company teams up with Fatality, Annie Leong, and Swift Karate Chop to help fuel their fight.
Fatality? Is it
Fatality. Mm-hmm.
The ladies are screaming.
Yes. Gamer Food, the energy-boosting, flavor-packed snack, has teamed up with professional gamers and industry icons Fatality, Annie Leong, I'm probably saying your name wrong, and Swift Karate Chop to provide them with ammunition they need to conquer their hunger and never-ending game missions. Members of Team Gamer Food are not only... Team Gamer Food really are not only industry trendsetters, they are also hardcore gamers. As world champions, Guinness record holders, and gaming icons, Fatality, Annie, and Swifty know exactly what the gaming community wants and needs and are working with Gamer Food to provide that to consumers. All right, so Jonathan Fatality Wendell says, I got involved with Gamer Food because I felt snacks for gamers had been seriously lacking in the gaming industry. And I love their mission to create the ultimate gaming lifestyle food.
Oh, I am so going to your Facebook page. Because that sounds like something you say. He's very shy. He doesn't really like talking. So that sounds like something you say. Just let me just say it and get away from me. Oh, I'm teasing. I'm coming over to the Facebook.
All right. So I have links to this up on GameAndHX.com this morning. If you want to get in on the gamer food, I didn't realize that we were needing specific food just for us gamers. But, you know.
I'm partial to corn nuts myself if I got to have something to eat.
Yeah, we've got cashews of chaos, honey roasted cashews, nuts of destruction, chili lime flavored peanuts, and seeds of victory, original sunflower seeds.
Do we need to tell them that that's just wrong?
I guess so. Oh, and also all of these, all foods, all products are infused with caffeine, taurine, ginseng, and lysine.
Because that's just what we need.
Yeah.
Stay awake and be angry while we can.
See, it's not the violent video games. It's the crazy gamer food y'all are talking us into.
Mm-hmm, feeding us stuff. And then when we become zombies, because that's how everybody's going to die off. And truth be told, when the zombie apocalypse comes, if gamers are around, we probably would, you know, we'd save the world. But being too fed us this zombie food, all of you are going to die.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because the smart people are not here to tell you what to do during a zombie apocalypse. Oh, so wrong. Okay, so I don't know about
moving
you.
Moving to a Walmart with a second floor.
Right? Who's moving to a Walmart with the second floor?
That'd be me.
Oh, that's you? I was like, is she reading that? You're moving to Walmart? Why can't I come?
Well, see, that's what you do. You move to a Walmart, preferably with the second floor, so that, you know, you can block the whole stairway so they can't get up.
I don't want them in the Walmart.
Well, then, yeah, I think you got all those supplies right there, and then when you run out, you find your other Walmart.
Well, see, I have come to the conclusion, as I was standing in Walmart the other day, trying to hide from the infected, That how I would do it is, you know how they have the garden section? I'm securing that area first because, you know, we can grow food up over there.
That is true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. And then the back door is next to that, so I'm securing that door. And somebody else can handle that front door. The two front. No, there's only one way in my Walmart, so there's only one door. We're good. I know where they all are. Mm-hmm. You have to plan these things out, people. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. See, and I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. You're right. You've got all that potting soil right there. You've got access to water. Well, hopefully the water still works.
Well, they got some half-grown tomatoes and lettuce and stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You've got all that sitting right there. You've got all the seeds you could ever want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're smart, you save the ones. So if you run out, word.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan these things out, people. Especially when you live in Texas, where they love to walk in places and shoot up people. When I walk in, I'm planning my exit. Okay, if they come in here, I'm going this way. I am not going to come investigate where the shooting is coming from. I'm going out that door. And I'm not even going to my car. There happens to be a freeway. I'm going towards the freeway running and screaming, help! Because if you try to go back to your car. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
We have some of the oddest
conversations. Gamers. All right. I don't know about you all, but when I woke up this morning, I said, I really feel like doing some farming.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't you feel like that?
No, not so much.
Well, mail.ru is, yes, that's the name of the company. I love that they picked this name. And if you've had a lot of spam sent to you and people attempting to hack you, you know mail.ru is annoying, but perfect name. They're the publisher of internationally successful online games such as Legend, Legacy of Dragons, All Odds Online, and Juggernaut. Are today and launching the open beta test phase of a new social game called Farm Kingdom. You're probably seeing it floating around on Facebook. In addition to working your own farm, you can tend to your animals, pass the time until your harvest ripens by playing mini games, and help your friends to whip their gardens into shape. With its new features, Farm Kingdom brings a breath of fresh air to the genre and thus differs greatly from its competitors, says Alexander Goldiebin, who's the CEO of Mail.ru Games, GmbH. He says, we especially think that gameplay with several mini-games and its ever-present storyline around creating your very own kingdom will inspire players. There's lots to do in a fairy tale world. What else is there to do after the maize is harvested? All the animals are fed and even the last tree has been felled. In the four farm kingdom mini-games, players can cook meals, construct buildings, go fishing, and dig for resources. Notice I had to slow down when I said that just for Ginger. Dig for resources for all they're worth, all to receive terrific awards. Rewards, rather. Creative chefs can cook up a storm in the Farm Kingdom kitchen, preparing many wonderful dishes from pancakes to goose syrup. Anybody in search of a little relaxation after a stressful day at work in the real world can head straight to the fish pond. Big fish are jumping, just waiting to be caught, Ginger. Remember, however...
Don't tempt me! Just got into a game.
Remember, Ginger, however, fish will only go for the right bait. Players with the blood of an architect running through their veins can turn their dreams into reality by constructing new buildings. From a new deck to a large pigsty, they can saw, build, and hammer anything they like. Old-school arcade fans can indulge themselves by playing the mining game. Searching for precious metals requires a sleight of hand, good planning, and strategy. Advancements in the game, such as helping out friends' farms, will be rewarded with additional gold coins and experience points. This makes both the online acquaintances and the players happy. To make your own farm stand out from the common crowd, there are many cute animals and exciting construction projects. Accessories like a huge barbecue grill or sun loungers give your territory a personal touch. Anybody eager to discover the pleasures of farm life will find enough space for their own farm and a whole bunch of new friends at farmkingdom.net. So no, it's not on Facebook.
It's not on Facebook.
It is not on Facebook. So
see, I was totally expecting these to be on Facebook.
I've seen the ads for it on Facebook, but the game itself is not on Facebook so far. Anyway, they may port it over. You know how they are. But it sounds interesting. You know, they said building and fishing is my thing. Girl, my friend bought me a fishing pole in Second Life. Why did she do this?
What is it for? I stopped myself before I said that. Crap, I can't even think of the fishing game. There is a fishing game inside Second Life, and I've never played.
Not a fishing game, and not that one. This is actually somebody made a different fishing game where you get different types of fish, not for points. You get experience points, obviously, but it's kind of like an MMO. You pull out your fishing pole near the water, anywhere, and you fish. and you catch the fish, and you can do different stuff with them. Or, like, she gave me a seahorse, and once you wear the seahorse, then he swims around your head and does bubbles. Yes,
I know. You have to. Oh, you got to tell me what that is. I'm like,
oh. See.
Never going to see me again.
I had to stop myself. She was killing herself laughing because I just stopped typing. She's like, what are you doing fishing? See, this is all your fault. She's like, you haven't said anything for 30 minutes. See, I told you I had an addiction. You thought I was
I want you to tell me what it is. And on the other hand, I'm like, oh, my God, no. No, 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 no. Because I've already got places in my head to go fishing.
Right. And so she paid for the pole because I told her I'm not buying it. And she bought one for me. I logged on, and it came to me, and then a message came right after. Did you get the gift I sent you? I said, I saw it. I refused to open it. Oh, no.
You know, tell it to you. I think there are docks over at Jersey Shore, so.
There are. You stop it.
No.
You stop it. You stop it now, Ginger.
Never. Never, never. All right. I guess it's my turn for some more news. Hellgate Global celebrates the spirit of Christmas this December. T3 Fun has announced today its series of events for December. Hellgate Global presents four new events that will surely keep players busy this Christmas season. As Christmas slowly approaches, players will find themselves stuffed and satisfied with the fun, challenges, and rewards these events bring. All right, so we've got the 12 days of Christmas. Players are tasked with hunting a specific item for each day of the 12 days of Christmas. The next one is Jumpstart. Jumpstart new players by giving out massive experience boosts for every new account created. There's a rookie challenge. Players will be challenged to level characters up to a specific level. If they can reach the assigned level during the event period, they will be rewarded. We've got, oh, and then the last one looks like lucky coupons. And these are not new. This is going to be wow. All right. My energy stuff just kicked in. Lucky coupons will make a return this December. This time around, rewards will not just be restricted to armor. The items list now has been improved and expanded. Hunt, loot, and gather this Christmas for these exciting new prizes. All right. So what is Hellgate? For those of you who are wondering, Hellgate is an online action RPG that allows you to play in a first-person or third-person perspective. Set 27 years in the future, an ancient prophecy made centuries ago has come true and the gates of hell are opened. Demons have overrun the world of man and roam our lands, destroying, pillaging, and killing humans. With the world above ground abandoned, dark, and burnt to hellfire, humans are forced into hiding to protect what remains of their race while making plans to take back a world that was once theirs. In the game, mankind escapes the underground system under the sprawling metropolis of London. Prepare for a struggle for survival in a world that has become hell. All right, there is more information on this up on GameNatrix.com this morning, along with some beautiful, beautiful screenshots. So head over there and check it out. Yay!
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm just talking. I'm muted. Yeah. All right, I have returned.
Welcome back. Yay!
Wow, I wish I could breathe. Okay, so HBO. Yeah, I got bad news for you guys about HBO. According to VentureBeat.com this morning, any of you that were hoping for a streaming-only subscription plan for HBO Go service will be disappointed by recent comments made by the company's co-president, Eric Kessler. Speaking at an event in New York City yesterday, Kessler said there is no chance his company will make its original programs like True Blood or The Wire available to non-cable subscribers, according to a Moco report.
You jerk!
According to a Moco News report, the HBO Go service is a streaming video extension provided to people who subscribe to an HBO package through a pre-existing cable or satellite provider, such as Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, or DirecTV. HBO's business model has transitioned away from relying on licensing from movies to bring in and maintain its base of customers. Now the company produces original content like Game of Thrones and Entourage, which is worth the elevated cable bill for some customers. However, it seems the company has no plans to make these shows available to people with a subscription similar to what's offered by Netflix. HBO currently has about 30 million paying customers, many of which take advantage of those streaming options. As VentureBeat was reporting back in late June, a third of its customers have downloaded the HBO Go iOS app, including myself, making it a success in the eyes of the company. HBO followed up with a similar app, Max Go, for its sister network, Cinemax, in August. Yet despite all of its digital activity, the company still thinks a streaming-only option isn't worth bothering with. I beg to differ, dude. We were waiting. All of us were like, come on, do it, so I can drop the cable, do it.
Yes.
Kessler also.
I don't have cable, but I would totally buy something that was standalone.
Yeah. Kessler also said his company sees cord cutting as a temporary phenomenon that will go away once the larger economy improves. Either that or people will turn to illegal distribution practices like torrents or unofficial video streams. Honestly, people at HBO, you should go ahead and cut loose. I'm telling you, half the people that have cable will drop it. They will come to you. People that had dropped their cable will come to you because those are good shows.
Those are good shows. And I would totally, like I said, I would buy something that was standalone. I refuse to get cable. I'm not going to pay that outrageous price for 400 channels, 380, which I can't use.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, one or two things is going to happen. Comcast and DirecTV and all of them are going to have to go to an a la carte model.
Yes.
Or people are going to just say, you know what, forget it. I'll get a Roku box, and yeah, I may be a season behind on my True Blood, but I can still watch it. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather be a season behind than pay those prices.
See, people?
Mm-hmm. Y'all are nuts. Y'all are absolutely out of your mind. All right, what have I got? I got so much news today, woman. So much news. And apparently I'm going to have issue pulling it up. Okay. Indie Game, the movie to be screened at Sundance Film Festival. This is kind of interesting. This is coming from GamePolitics.com this morning. The Sundance Film Festival's official film selections list was released today, and Indie Game, the movie, will be one of the many fine films to be screened and eligible for the World Cinema Documentary Competition. The documentary gives viewers a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to make an indie game. It features Super Meat Boy creators Edmund McMillan and Tommy, I'm going to kill your name, Rufinus, Fez creator Phil Fish, and Braid creator Jonathan Blow. The film is the brainchild of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada native James Swirsky and Lisanne Pajot? Anyways, the duo spent a year following the aforementioned developers across North America. The film also features a soundtrack coming from Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP composer Jim Guthrie. But the most interesting aspect of the film is how its creators tapped into Kickstarter to fund the film. It took two campaigns on Kickstarter to raise nearly $100,000 needed to make the film. All right, so 2012 Sundance Film Festival takes place January 19th through the 29th. So this should be interesting. I think I might actually want to watch this and see exactly what all goes on behind trying to make a indie game.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, because these guys are kind of the underdogs. So it would be kind of neat.
Let's see if we can help them. Well, when does it air again, Ginger?
The Sundance Film Festival happens January 19th through the 29th.
Hmm.
We should go.
I don't know if we can go, but we may be able to work something out interesting. Let's talk after the show.
Yes, let's
talk after. That would be fantastical, even if we couldn't go to be able to get something for you guys, because you know how we love you out there. Anyway.
We love you. We love you so much. I shake my boobs at you.
See, you can't get that from any other newscast.
Exactly.
where the people at the news desk just shake the boobs at you. Look. Okay. Ooh. That hurt kind of. Okay, so Sony America.
Uh-oh, what did they do?
Sony Computer Entertainment America has lost two. Yes, we said two senior executives ahead of the launch of the PlayStation Vita. This does not look good. This does not look good. Vice President of Marketing Scott Steinberg, a regular at press events and front person for the company in media interviews, has resigned from his position, according to Industry Gamers and GI.biz. And Rob Dyer, previously Senior President, I'm sorry, Senior Vice President and Publisher for Relations has also left the company to join social gaming firm Zynga as Head of Partner Publishing. Sony has no immediate replacements for either positions, and the departures come following the stepping down of another Sony veteran, Peter Dill, who quit the company back in October. Sony is due to launch its latest console, the PlayStation Vita, in February. Ooh. This hurts, you guys. Well, there's some optimism going on, of course, over at GI.biz, the director over at Ion Games. Hello, Richard. I'm quoting you this morning. He says, hopefully this will lead to more small developer and publisher friendly and open-minded SCEA. You know, Ginger, did we lose you, girl? Or are you talking muted?
Oh, my God, I'm talking muted. Oh, I'm still here. Why can't you hear me?
Yeah. The bad part is, or that's good optimism. I think Sony needs to focus on your MMOs. You guys were the one that started this whole thing, and then you just kind of let it fall by the wayside. I would love to see EverQuest redone, but keeping all the original parts. You need to kind of go back to the beginning.
Yes.
And I would have the tagline aimed at World of Warcraft and say, this is how it's really done.
Yes.
Warcraft, this is how it is really supposed to be done, because you guys created all that.
Mystic EA, are you listening? I've got the same idea. Dark Age of Camelot.
Dark Age of Camelot, very original. And ironically, not like EverQuest, although there was a lot of comparisons.
Yeah, seriously. And I can't think of too many other actual MMOs out there that have had three realms worth of competition.
I would have liked to be able to travel between the realms freely from day one. Would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that I could get into trouble, because I love going in and having to fight off some people or having them kill hilarious.
Yes. See, that is the one thing that, what was the other one now? Aeon. Aeon only had two realms, but they had that right. You could actually go back and forth between the realms and cause trouble. Of course, you had to look for rifts, but...
And wonder where the name was. Wonder where the other people got the game name. Rift. I'm not a fan of Rift. If you notice, you've not been hearing much about it lately.
I've been missing Aeon recently.
What was I missing yesterday? You know what? Yesterday, I was wanting to play...
What?
Fable. Not 3, but 2.
Ooh. See, I've never played any of them.
Ginger, you got to play you some Fable.
I've got to.
I would skip the first one, because really... No girl character, whatever. it was not fantastic.
No fun box, no plane. All
right. That's right. Well, there was fun box. We just weren't the fun box carrier. Anyway, but 3 was way too short. But it's good. I like the fact that I'm queen and I have decisions to make on a daily basis. I usually pick the wrong one. I think I beheaded a giant chicken or something. Anybody know anything about that one? What was the right answer to that question?
Wow.
It was a person in a chicken suit, but yeah, he got beheaded. I was not a benevolent queen. Sorry. All right.
All right.
What you got?
Well, since we were talking about Zynga.
Uh-oh.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Take-Two CEO questions Zynga's business model. It seems like the Reuters Media Summit is where CEOs of game companies go to say bad things about other game companies. Wow. Yesterday, it was Activision saying that EA would not make as much as LucasArts would off the new Star Wars MMOG. And today, it's Take-Two taking a shot at Zynga.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick says that he doubts that Zynga business model has a... Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick says that he doubts the Zynga business model and has accused the social gaming company responsible for Mafia Wars and Farmville of having serious disclosure issues. He says, I would argue being the number one player in social gaming is complicated, which is why Zynga hasn't gone public yet, because their metrics are sketchy. Zynga is a direct marketing company, 97% of which don't pay them anything, 3% who do. They churn quite quickly and they get new customers. That is their model. I think they have disclosure issues, suggesting that it wasn't being clear to potential investors about user retention and loss. He goes on to say, I think you're seeing their acquisition costs go up, marketing costs go up, and they have very high churn. Zelnick also revealed that Take-Two is currently in the process of recruiting development staff globally. Wow. See, I don't know the thing about this. It's just getting messy. Y'all are getting, like, mean and vicious. And Corey's either muted or I've been dropped.
No, I'm muted. I was like, oh, yeah, we like the mudslinging. Bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the Jell-O out.
Ooh, Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jell-O. I'm going to make some of that.
I don't even like Jell-O. Just to watch people wrestling, it's fine. Wrestle. Go ahead, do it. All right. Okay, so GI.biz is a little bit behind with this one, but I'll go ahead and read it because we've been reporting this for years, and we do it almost every week. Apple and Google are ignoring the ESRB ratings. They will not take part in the ESRB rating systems for games and apps in the U.S., which we talked to you about yesterday, and we'll probably get on our soapbox about it again tonight. And even more so probably after we do this newscast, I'm going to contact them and see if we can get comment. Why are they not? And I might contact the ESRB and find out why, too. The ESRB, which stands for the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, usually associated with console gaming business, wants all developers and publishers to submit details of in-game content, which is then judged by the group and rated for age groups accordingly across all formats. But both Google, our Droid, and Apple iOS services will continue to use their own rating systems, leaving the ESRB without the support of two of the largest mobile formats. As the spokesperson for Android told Digital Trends, we put a lot of effort into Android Market's rating systems, and which now works well globally, a spokesperson for Android told Digital Trends. While we support other systems, we think it's best for Android users and developers to stick with Android's existing ratings. And I'm going to save my comment on this until later because, yeah, I want to contact them ourselves. Yeah. So we'll be talking about this later on tonight. Make sure you're listening. I am not pleased. It is time to fight. Jay, we may have to stop by the HBO office and the Droid and Apple office. You know what to do.
See, I'm missing out on all the fun living out here in rural Texas, apparently, where it's, you know, too far away to get me mail.
We'll come to you. I just caught under what you said.
All right.
Look, wait a minute. I got to tell them now. They're like, what? Just so y'all know, I went to the post office to send Ginger her latest game to review, and they told me that they couldn't get it to Ginger via one-day mail because she is too far out. It's too rural.
I live in the boonies.
too rural to get to her. I was like, oh, really?
See, they're just racist against us boonie people.
I think they just wanted my money because I still pay for overnight shipping and it's still going to take 3 days. I'm not understanding how I was getting a deal in that. I kept telling that lady. I have not understood.
Yeah, that does sound a little wonky.
Do you not understand that Gamenatrix has other expenses? We can't just be paying for overnight shipping that don't ship overnight, okay?
I know, see, and that is so odd because I have other stuff overnight shipped to me and it gets here overnight.
I think she just wanted my money.
I think she did too.
I will cut that trick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
What have I got? I have got a extended deadline for a competition. Star Supremacy extends ship design event deadline. Barber League Games has extended its ship design event for one more week. 1 week before the event was expected to come to an end, Barber League released a status update of the event to the community. At the same time, Kongregate, a popular browser-based online games portal, featured Star Supremacy on their front page with over 90,000 plays since the game made its debut on the portal. Players immediately sent in emails inquiring about participating in the event. The Barber League staff responded by extending the event for one more week, which also means the voting will be extended for one more week as well. For those of you who have not submitted your entries, this is your chance to get involved and make your mark on the game. This is your chance to participate and socialize with the community. More events are planned to come, so they say stay tuned. You can check out their official page and the giveaway page, which I have the link for, but you know how this works. You got to go over to GameNatrix.com to get them. Yay!
Hot lunch.
You going to come cook for me?
No. Cook.
How
I think you have me confused with some other Gamenatrix. Okay. before we end up having to go to break, I do want to share with you amateur developers out there who are looking for funding. I do believe this is most likely going to be specifically for our UK people, or those of you in Scotland more specifically. But I don't see any reason why you can't apply. It doesn't say you can't apply. So just so you know, there's a company called Abertay University Prototype Fund. Not a company, it's part of Abertay University. They're offering grants up to 25,000, I'm assuming this is euros, are available for small and medium enterprises based in, well, I'm sorry, it is based in the UK. If you wish to prototype your own intellectual property, they support games, projects, and other forms of interactive digital content, such as e-learning, visualization, interactive exhibits, online film, broadcast media, too bad we're not in Scotland, dang it, or middleware. The smaller and younger you are as a company, the greater the benefit they're saying they can bring, and the greater the likelihood of success with your application. Companies able to work in Dundee are eligible to use the phototyping studio located at Abertay University, where industry-standard equipment and software will be made available. Other locations around the UK are still eligible, either through partnerships with a local institution or through use of your own premise. See the Facilities and Partnerships page for further details. And you say, what page? Well, I'm going to tell you. You can go over to prototypefund.abertay, and that's A-B-E-R-T-A-Y, .ac.uk/funding/. Wow, this is too bad. You know what's really bad about this? Okay, and Texas did something similar a few years ago, but we do not qualify. Broadcast media does not qualify to receive the grants.
Oh, that is backwards.
It is, but you know, sometimes we are that way. We don't, you know, we don't see the benefit in it. As we get more game companies in Austin getting larger and up in the Dallas area, even a few of you are here close to Houston, not actually in Houston. I think TimeGate Studios is Sugar Land. I don't know what. You know what, Sugar Land, you need to stop saying you're a separate city. You're part of Houston. Just get over it.
I like Sugar Land. I've actually been there.
You been to Sugar Land?
Yeah.
Sure. Don't you think it's just outskirts of Houston? I don't know why they insist on we're not part of Houston. You borrow our water. Get your own water then if you... No, anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on a rant. But in any case, yeah, Texas does not recognize the broadcast media parts. They're like, you're on your own, because I went straight. As soon as they put it into effect, I was like, we want some money. No, it does not apply to broadcast media or print media having to do with e-entertainment at all. But thanks,
see,
Texas.
That's not cool.
It's not, but that's just the way we roll. We like being the underdog.
Yeah, we are the underdog. But we rock, so that's awesome.
We can take it.
We can. We can take it. We can take it, and y'all are going to love it.
Mm-hmm. We are the rock stars of the broadcast media. And I have officially had not enough caffeine after that remark. Okay, it is time.
Apparently.
Yes. It is time for us to take a little break and then go into our streaming portion. You guys know where to find us, right? You don't?
Maybe.
Oh, well, you can find us at GamerMatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Yes, we are still doing renovations. Please stop sending me notes saying such and such is broken. Well, okay, you can send me the notes, but don't be all, you know, persnickety about it. We know stuff is broken. We're moving it around so to better serve you, so that you're happy.
It'll be all nice and pretty when she's done.
That's right.
Girl, we redo it again.
I'm not redoing it again. Hey, y'all know I change the set around every 3 months. I'm not changing it again, though. I'm trying to get it, you know. Yeah. Remember to listen to us tonight, live at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. The chat room will be open. Feel free to come in and banter back and forth with us.
Yes. Bye. Me and Snow promise to get totally out of hand. But it's all up to all my girls. I'm in the club rocking the ladies. Uber buy it for them girls and get my money later. I think I need a barber. None of these niggas play me. I'm so good with this. I remind you I'm so good with this. Boy, I'm just playing. Come here, baby. Hope you still like me if you pay me.
Hello, we are back.
Hello, are we back?
Yes, but we still have about a minute or so left, So those of you who are like, oh, I caught it. No, you didn't. You're going to have to download it later because we're going to go into streaming. It's going to shut off on you. But you can listen later. Yay.
Yay.
God, I just saw the most horrible. It's not horrible. It's annoying.
What did you see?
You know that game that I had you hooked on? That one by CrowdStar?
Which
top,
one?
It's called Top Girl now, but that's not what the name of it was. Okay.
Was it the shopping one?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, then you had to square off against somebody else with your outfit.
I was sorely addicted to that one.
I was
too. I don't even know why.
I don't know why either. You know what it was? It was the shopping thing. I will fully admit, guys, I don't know a woman, straight or gay, that doesn't love shopping. Even if it's a gay woman who's shopping for army fatigues, she likes it. Sorry, that's just us.
No, but see, I'm that odd one. I don't like shopping in real life. There's too many crowds. There's too many people. Blech.
Notice I left that generally open, Ginger. Shopping. Yes. I didn't say where, but you like to shop. I didn't say
yeah. Give me some money and turn me loose online. Oh, mm-hmm. You're going to be broke in no time.
It don't matter where. You just better not put any money within my grasp, digitally, virtually, in my hand.
I know.
Oh, it's bad. Okay, so apparently, even though it's Ginger's turn, I'm going to take this one because she's typing like a...
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm linking an MMO.
Excuse me.
My bad.
I am in the middle. Thank you. I got this. I'm teasing you. I got this. Okay, so the Amazon App Store is very happy to say that they have snagged an Android exclusive with CrowdStar's Top Girl mobile game. Top Girl is one of the top grossing titles on Apple's iOS platform. Now it is also moving over to Google's Android platform and will debut exclusively on the Amazon App Store. That means it will be available on the new Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, which features a 7-inch touchscreen of its own. CrowdStar said Top Girl will be exclusively on the Amazon App Store for 2 weeks after the launch. The title is the first major mobile hit from the Burlingame, California-based CrowdStar, which is making a big push in mobile as part of a strategy it calls Project Trident. With that plan, CrowdStar aims to be a big player on the mobile and Facebook platforms, as well as expand into foreign markets. CrowdStar is entirely focused on Project Trident this year, and Top Girl's Android launch is representative of that, said Blair Hamilton, head of studios at CrowdStar. It Girl is the name of it. That was
It
the name
Girl.
Of it, It Girl.
Yeah.
And it's Top Girl when it's on those other platforms. Mm-hmm. Said, now our girl social gaming franchise is thriving on Facebook, iOS, and Android, and I'm going to write to this lovely woman, I'm assuming is a woman named Blair, and say, stop it with our girl franchise thing. We need a little more than some shopping. We do like it, but come on now.
Yes.
Top Girl, of course, was released on iOS in May and surpassed 10 million downloads after 10 days. 3 days after launching, it became the top grossing game in the App Store, beating out Angry Birds and Zynga Poker. Who is playing Zynga Poker? Who?
I don't know.
Why?
But I just thought about a new game that they should make us.
Oh.
I like shopping. I like some PvP, so give me a Black Friday game.
Oh, God, don't make me do that.
Come on, you know that'd be awesome.
Oh, that's too ambitious for our first game. Dang it, on the iOS market, but wouldn't it be hot? Ah. Okay.
That would be amazing. All right, anybody uses that idea, I'm suing you. Just saying. Copyright, it's mine.
Copyright. So, in the game, Top Girl, players can create your own characters and engage in virtual shopping. You create fashionable avatars. You can climb the fashion social ladder, collecting money or doing modeling jobs. Oh, no, this is a little different. Modeling jobs, buying new outfits, and going to popular clubs. The game also has a dating feature where users can flirt and snag a boyfriend who will give them gifts. But if you don't talk to his needy, whiny butt, he leaves you. All right, so... you didn't get the boyfriend one?
No, I refused to get the boyfriend when I was there. I was like, you know what? No, that's too much work. I'm too busy shopping.
It
was more like, it felt like one of those little annoying pet poodles in the purse or something. You know, he just followed her around, and I was like, eh.
It wasn't that. It was, for me, it was that he kept whining. I love you more than all the stars and moons. I got you this. And then if you didn't see him, he'd be like, you come back the next day. I wondered where you went. I missed you so much. I thought you had left me. I thought, oh, stop. You are needy.
I was gone one day.
Sometimes I was gone a few hours. Where did you go? I missed you. You know what? You are needy.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't put up with that in real life. I'm not putting up with that.
But you would have got a smack to the back of the head. Doing stuff right.
Yes. All right. More MMO funds, because apparently it is that time of year and everybody is looking for them. Conquer Online's Invasion of Pirates expansion introduces a new class, new skills, a new map, and much more. All right, so Invasion of Pirates, which is coming out in January 2012, the newest expansion for Conquer Online, is going to introduce a brand new map, new monsters, new quests, and most importantly, a new pirate class, which I've got some shots up of. Go check it out. The new pirate class offers an entirely new playstyle with an all-new set of weapons and powerful pirate skills. I would like to point out, though, I'm ticked off at you people, NetDragon, your girl pirate, itty bitty skirt, itty bitty top. The guy pirate, long pants, long shirt, all that fun stuff. Why? Why do we get the itty bitty clothes? Anyway, a piece of mysterious land has recently been discovered by Conqueror's Adventures, with countless treasures long buried by the ancestors deep down in the dark sea. Bands of pirates have moored their ships at the shore, threatening to disturb the peace and take what they claim as theirs. They have said that they are here for their ancient treasure, guarded by monsters only spoken of in myths and tales that children fear. The land has been thrown into panic. No one knows where these pirates have come from or where they learned of this hidden treasure, but they seem to have a deep connection with the land, especially with the strange monks from the mountains. There must be a darker secret hidden beneath all of this. The time is coming for you to choose your side. Will you fight for treasure or will you defend against aggression? The time to make your decision is now. Prepare yourself for the arrival of the scourge from the high seas. All right, I've got links for this, but again, GameMatrix.com. You've got to go get them. Check it out.
All right, this story is actually a couple of days old, but I just ran across it here on VentureBeat, and probably something we will touch upon later tonight because it's controversial, and we like controversy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to mention the story this morning. You be ready tonight to bring your point, whatever you may think, maybe. According to VentureBeat, they said if you need an abortion, Plan B or birth control.
Oh, I heard about this.
And you have an iPhone, don't expect Siri to help you out. Siri, the iPhone 4's virtual assistant, has a very puzzling new glitch, one with significant moral and political overtones. If you ask Siri to direct you to a Planned Parenthood, you get, you know, your normal list of results. If you ask straight out for an abortion clinic, she won't return any results, even if they're available. They're saying in some cases Siri will even return results for crisis pregnancy centers that counsel against abortions. Now, similarly, if you say, Siri, I need an abortion, Siri will respond that there are no abortion clinics nearby, even if the opposite is true. And even though Siri clearly understands your intent and language, the big hoopla is that she understands the term abortion clinic. It's not that she doesn't know what you're saying. The people over at VentureBeat say that Siri was able to tell them that there were 4 Planned Parenthood locations near their San Francisco location. However, when they asked specifically for abortion clinic, they were told nothing was available. They also decided to test a range of related queries, starting with emergency contraception, and Siri drew a natural language processing blank when it came to Plan B, the brand name that is commonly available for the commonly available emergency contraception pill. Apparently, not having the data to interpret the phrase Plan B as a brand name, it returned other local businesses containing similar words or phrases. When they asked for a product with more general term, emergency contraception, Siri recommended nearby emergency rooms. Irrelevant, but better than nothing. When they point blank asked for the morning after pill, as it's also commonly called, Siri replied with okay, and is that so? But did not offer any retailers or directions.
Wow. And, you know, I'm wondering if they actually knew about this or if this was just the coder or coder.
It is a coder.
Wow.
She doesn't know anything that she's not taught.
I guess more of what I'm talking about is I wonder if Apple knew about this.
I don't know. Now, there's another.
This doesn't seem like something Steve Jobs would have been.
No, I don't think he would have. The other thing it says, while Apple is known to hand down judgments on moral issues such as pornography,
really?
You, wait, They said, but you could still find an escort service if you ask for a prostitute.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, we'll be discussing this later on tonight because it's a very interesting topic.
Yes. I hate to speak ill of the dead, but yeah, there's a lot in Steve Jobs' history that makes me go, you know what? If he was behind this, hypocrite. Hypocrite.
If they didn't, Apple didn't program it. There's a company that made Siri that they ended up pulling in. So, again, I can't say if it's Apple or if it was a company, like you said, who made it. I can't say.
Wow.
But we will be discussing it most definitely later. Yeah.
I'm just stunned by this.
I know you're stunned. And I have several other little points I'll bring up that people are making in responding to this. So, tonight, bring your YouTube Ginger, bring your comments. It's going to get heated, and we're all going to fight, but at the end, we're going to leave friends. Yes, yes.
Yes.
That's right. We're all going to get along when we leave. No punching people in the face.
No, because we love everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I will, verbally punch you in the face, but no real punch in the face.
I ain't scared.
And then when we're done, we'll all go our separate ways and shoot up some each other on the Xbox. All right.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Shoot each other, not shoot up.
Definitely. I'm going to go out on a limb and say bananas are not liking me this morning. Yeah.
That's not
bad. No, it's not. All right, what you got?
I've got some inertia. That's exactly what.
Oh, that is one of my favorite words and favorite scientific principles. Tell us about inertia.
All right, what do we got? Inertia escape velocity crash lands onto the App Store and Android market today.
Droid.
Yes, and this company is out of Austin, Texas. Yes. Hermes ship has crashed into a spaceship junkyard, and the deep space salvager must don his anti-gravity suit and collect enough space debris to get home. Launching today, Inertia Escape Velocity is the first mobile game for touch devices from independent developer Red Fly Studio, again, Austin, Texas, which that will anti-gravity boots. This physics-based platformer will present players with challenging levels to master using a unique anti-gravity mechanic. By manipulating gravity, navigating force fields, and overcoming other obstacles, players will help Hermes collect enough space debris to fix his ship. All right, so you can download Inertia Escape Velocity today on the App Store and Android Market for $1.99 or $3.99 on the iPad and Android tablets. Again, all right, so what have we got? It's a physics-based platform, console gameplay on mobile devices. Control settings. The game uses on-screen controls for movement, jumping, and gravity control, but players can also opt to use challenging tilt controls that turn the entire device into the controller. That sounds like fun. And finally, we've got Inferno levels. For even more challenge, players can try their hand at these highly difficult versions of each level. All right, so I have got this up on GameMatrix.com. I want to say, oh yes, I have even got a trailer, so head over there and check that out. No? Maybe not?
Yeah, I would love it if I wasn't muted. I said, yay! I'm like, yay! All right, so you guys make sure you head over and check out our news. We got stuff going up all day, every day. And, of course, remember to listen to us tonight live from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll be talking about some good stuff.
Yes, we will. There's going to be...
It's going to be a fight, a girl fight. All right, and of course, look. Let me test out this new exitro. And I, this has been Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I'm Corey,
and I'm Ginger.
Look, I threw that at her. She catches on. She catches on quick. And of course, Kitten Matrix, proving that she is a geek cat, is napping next to a Visual Basic book.
Oh, right. That's so cute.
I just took a picture.
Good.
And we will see you guys later tonight.
Jump to the sun on a QVC. It's so hot in here, feels like a jungle.
Yeah.
Me don't like boys that in jumbo.
Yeah.
One time bust a shot for my champion girl. Tell them guys super size me a combo. No, I got the ammo. That's why I bulletproof the Lambo. In the Middle East, full of camo. Running through the jungle, Rambo. Liberace tango. Swinging on the vine, mango. So call me Simba, little mama. Cause Mufasa couldn't stop a bitch. I flattened on that top of this. I got it, just me, Mr. to me. I get in the phantom of the opera going block. A motherfucker got that big rocket launcher.
And we're out. Nicki Minaj from Dance Central 2. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah.